Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Howdy, friends. Round one, December 4th, 2025. When Las Vegas first hosted the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in 1985, the payoff was $1.8 million. This year, the City of Lights welcomed contestants with a record $17.5 million purse. Word with a Champ is honored to highlight our Indian Country contingency. Bailey Bates of the Navajo Nation comes in number 9 in the Women's Pro Rodeo Association breakaway roping standings. The reigning INFR champion from Arizona and making her rookie appearance in Fort Worth, Texas, December 22nd and 23rd. Our Cowboys did not place in round number 1. Jaco Roper, a Cherokee Nation Cowboy, number 9 in the bareback riding world standings, and the 23 INFR bareback riding champ from Oklahoma, a sophomore here at the Thomas and Mack Center. Zach Dallas, Ogallala Lakota Nation, a rookie saddle bronc rider coming in number 8 in the world, representing and making his NFR debut. Derek Begay, Navajo Nation, the Wrangler NFR average winner and one of rodeo's most respected headers, entering his 11th NFR qualification. He teams with Colter Todd, who begins the week sitting third in both the header and heeler world standings as they chase their first world titles. Native Voice One is proud to provide nightly coverage of our contestants, win, lose, or draw, as we report round winners, average winners, world title standings, and interviews. Today featuring round one winners, Cooper Cook and Tyler Wagerspack. Round one results, bareback riding Cooper Cook of Idaho on a Canadian bucking horse named Ramblin' Man of the Legacy Rodeo Company was 88.5 points. Rocker Steiner set a season's earning record with over 313,000. He's number one in the world with 9 rounds to go. Idaho's Cooper Cook and a Washington bucking horse legend Pro Rodeo Ramblin' Man tied up over 88 points to win $36,668. First place, every event pays that. Cooper Cook, that sounds pretty good to me.
Oh, that's a good day right there. Let's try and not blow it all now.
Oh my goodness, you're in the City of Lights. You're going to have some fun, but you've got 9 more rounds to go. Let's talk about a win in round one. My goodness.
Oh, that. I mean, you know, you get that first one down, that's momentum, that's confidence, that's everything. Just keep building, making dreams come true one day at a time.
At a man, round win. Cooper Cook, Idaho, congratulations.
Thank you.
Steer wrestling, 5-time champ of the world, Tyler Wagerspack of Louisiana was a 4-second time to claim the round. Will Loomis is your world standings leader representing Mississippi. 5-time champ of the world at his 11th Wrangler National Finals Rodeo claims round number 1, Tyler Wagerspack. Your horsepower was working outstanding tonight. What do you expect from them, and tell us about them for the rest of the week?
Horses are doing fantastic. You know, Winston McGraw's been doing a great job with those horses all year long, keeping them tuned up, in shape, working them and making sure that everything's firing on all cylinders.
You're on top of your game at the biggest stage in the sport. Can we look at a high school listener right now to tell them how to go in under pressure and win it all?
All I can tell a high school competitor is work harder than the man next to you. So my daddy told me whenever I was little, if we can out-practice them, we can beat them. So that's what we've always done as we were practicing, getting ready for anything we go to.
Louisiana's Tyler Wagerspack, winner, round number 1, Wrangler and FR. Good job, partner.
Thank you, sir.
In team roping, Caleb Driggers and Junior Nogueira from Georgia and Brazil are number 1 in the world standings. Texans, Lightning Aguilera and Caden Prophet won the round with a 4-second time. Saddle bronc riding, Stetson Wright from Utah was 90 points on Canadian bucking horse Renegade of the Wayne Vold Rodeo Company. Rider Wright of Utah is number 1 in the world, defending his title and looking for his 4th gold buckle. New Mexico's world champ Shad Mayfield won the round in the tie-down roping with a 6.8-second time. Texan Riley Webb is number 1 in the world standings, defending his world title. Barrel racing, defending champion Cassie Mowry of Texas won the round with a 13.66. She is number 1 in the world standings. In the bull riding, the number 2 man was 88 points, Wasey Shala of Oklahoma, a big battle for the all-around as he is competing in the bareback riding as well. Stetson Wright won the bull riding as well on Big Shasta of Powder River Rodeo Company from Wyoming. There is a battle brewing for the next 9 rounds in the all-around standings. Stay tuned to this station on Native Voice One Radio Network.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.